It's 8:55, 62 degrees right now in Urbana on this Monday morning. It's time to check the commodity markets with Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Fairly quiet start here, which has kind of been the trend here. We just kind of in a phase where we just don't have a whole lot of new news ongoing here, but the market continues to be on the mixed side. We see corn and wheat trending lower here this morning and beans trying to be a little stronger here as we head towards the 9 o'clock hour. December corn at 378.5, down 3.75. March corn at 387.5, down 4 cents. May corn at 393, down 4.25. D16 corn at 404.75, down 3.25. November soybeans at 889, up 5.25. January soybeans at 890.25, that's up 4.5. March soybeans at 892.5, up 3.75. November 16 soybeans at 892.5, up 2.5 cents. Chicago wheat in December 512.25, down 9.75. March wheat at 515.75, down 9.75. July wheat at 520.25, down 9.75. Out in Kansas City, December wheat at 487.5, down 6.25. March Kansas City wheat at 503.75, down 6.25. July Kansas City wheat at 523.75, that's down 6.25. Still no live stock trade here today, as that'll be a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning to start the week. As for news, a couple things watching today. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Corn needs to average just about 38 million bushels a week to meet the USDA goal. Wheat about 17 million, and beans a little over 30 million. Did have a couple export announcements here this morning. The USDA announced 233,000 tons of beans switched from unknown to China, an additional 120,000 tons of beans sold to China in 15-16 marketing year, and also a little dab of soybean oil sold to unknown here also for the marketing year 15-16. That's allowed beans to recover here this morning. Did see a few bean deliveries here this morning. That's influenced a little bit of the Jan bean spread. Crop progress out at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. Expected to show bean progress right around 92% done. That compares to 87% last week. Corn progress about 85%, maybe just a little bit north of that, compares to 75% last week. Expected pretty nice weather, like Drew mentioned here. Should continue to aid harvest progress here as we move through the rest of this week until Thursday night rain comes through, especially as areas to the north and west continue that still have some corn harvest to go. So it should be a pretty active week for those folks up there as they continue to see some harvest progress move through. And that continues to kind of keep a lid on the market here, not only some better weather in the plains, but also some better weather for harvest here, Brian. So that's kind of keeping a lid on corn and wheat here to start the week.